You're listening to the original My Generation with Gary Jackson.
And welcome along to another 2 hours of music from the 1960s, some more features, maybe one or two requests, and it's raining down here. You won't be surprised to know. Thanks very much to Harkey for the last 2 hours, and he will be back at 6 a.m. next Saturday and Sunday morning here on the Big L, the heart and soul of rock and roll. Right, that's enough from me for the time being. Let's get going.
Hey cousins, do you remember how much fun radio used to be? Well, we're still doing it here.
This is Gary Jackson with My Generation.
Another Beatles classic with Gary Jackson.
One, two, three, four!
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? See that before too
Beatles, of course, and I saw her standing there. And before that, Julie Grant's version of a song called When You Ask About Love. One more to go before the first competition. Requests are starting to come in, which is good to see. And we will move on with Wayne Fontana, who, according to this song title, has got a bit of a stammer.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd and his head lowly bowed, he just moaned and it made no sense. And he'd just go,
originally by Major Lance, who also got in the lower reaches of the British chart with his version of That's Wayne Fontana. And I think the Mindbenders were on it as well. They weren't on this, though. This is the Slip Disc. Who is this, and what's the song called? Quite an iconic record from the 1960s.
Contact Big L Radio now. Phone 01-255-808-113. Email studio@biglradio.co.uk.
Good morning to Annika over in the Netherlands. That's Wes Dacus and the Club 93 Rebels and a song called El Ringo, requested by Annika, from a wonderful compilation. If you like that, you'd love this compilation. It's called The Godfathers of Psychobilly, 2-CD set that came out some years ago.
They covered the Beatles. Maybe they should have known better.
Yeah, Spanish language cover version of a Beatles hit now from Los Mustangs. Mustangs, their version of Please Please Me, some good answers.
You felt as if you owned the Beatles. You know, they were your life.
They always put comments after the music on that album. Who's that? What's the song called? That's the slip disc for this hour of the programme. Brian in Derbyshire knows, so do David and Trina. Annika knows, Helene in the Netherlands, Mike in Dawlish, and John in Chorley all got the right answer. Stuart in Cornwall, all I got on your phone call was, hi Gary, and goodbye, or whatever you finished with. The bit in the middle, total blank. John in Chorley has been through with a request, and he wants one of these.
Here's another B-side on the back of a hit.
And I remember playing this. Once I'd played the A-side a few times, I probably played this more than the A-side. This is the Archies and the B-side of Sugar Sugar, a song called Melody Hill.
Let's take a little walk up Melody Hill. Put aside your fears, we're gonna take a walk up Melody Hill. While sun shines on the flowers, we'll kiss away the hours listening to our happy little song. Baby, me and you will live out every dream like Jack. Where skies are always blue and grass is always green on Melody Hill. There's always perfect weather for being close together. Baby, that's the place where we belong. Oh, 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 oh. Melody Hill. People laugh at Melody Hill. The skies are sunny. Melody Hill.
That's Jolene Chorley and Melody Hill.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
Award-winning, objective news coverage for TV, radio and digital networks. For more information and to sample our latest work, visit us at featurestory.com.
Monday, Monday.
Coming from our A-Zone studio.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
From 4 to 6 p.m. UK time.
It's Monday Munch Time with Paul Voss.
I don't like Mondays.
We'll play the music while you have your tea.
Hello, join me, Flip Miller, each and every Sunday, live from 9 in the evening for competitions, chat and, of course, your requests. For the first hour, we'll be chatting and having a word about this week's hot topics. In the second hour, that was the year that was. Can you guess which year we're talking about? And, of course, we'll do Who Said That? And in the last hour, we'll just mellow it down a bit and have some random lyrics. So join me, live and interactive on Big L International. This Sunday.
This is Gary Jackson with My Generation.
The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Don't care if you are 17 years of age, you are not going out with all that makeup on your face and wearing a miniskirt. Do you hear me, Malcolm?
My married friends would always tell me there's someone out there for everyone, and I think, wow, she must be a right slag.
Every week since the 1990s, it's the original My Generation.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it
be? You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc.
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Turtles and a song called Eleanor, big hit for them, 1967, I think that was. Well done to Jolene Chorley, who's got the right answer, and Heiko or Heiko, hope I pronounced that right. Yes, you've got the right answer as well. Clues, the band, the name of the group, well, it could describe a huge sum of money. Or, you know, maybe someone discovers archaeological stuff that they manage to sell for a huge amount of money. The song title is A Girl's Name. It's also the name of a very famous radio station during the Big L era. And Stuart in Cornwall, I'm sorry, mate, you're still coming through absolutely silent.
What is a B-side?
Well, you see, it's the other side of the record, the one no one ever plays, you know that one?
Both sides of a hit single for Dave D and the Dozies. A bit of freak beat on the B-side of this, a song called He's a Raver.
Heard the B-side, here's the hits.
Show me that it's all.
Dave D and the Dozies made some great records in the 1960s. OK was the title of that one. And the B-side was He's a Raver. Now for Dave in Bristol, the Flowerpot Men. Just to show that Let's Go to San Francisco wasn't the only thing they recorded. Surprisingly, a failed single chart-wise for the Flowerpot Men, and a song called In a Moment of Madness. Some more answers in on this now. Well done to Tony, to Anita, Julie in Colchester, Bruce in Oregon, Dave in Bristol, Stuart in Cornwall, I'm sure you've got it right, Tracy in Ipswich. The clues, the name of the group is A Whole Lot of Money. A Whole Lot of Money. And the clue for the song title, well, it's a girl's name, which is also the name of a radio station that was around at the same time as the Big L. Bit like the Flowerpot Men, another group that will only be remembered for one song, a Unit 4 plus 2. But they did release some interesting other singles like this one. Loving Takes a Little Understanding.
Lesson one. It's not the thing she always says. It's how she says it. Lines.
standing. Benedict's his little understanding. Love, it takes a little understanding. Love, it takes a little understanding. Love, it takes a little understanding.
Unit 4 plus 2, and loving takes a little understanding. Well done to John in Toton and to Maureen in Essex, who's got the artist on the slip disc. I went to see Paul Carrack in concert last Friday, his usual super professional show with a very, very tight band. He did a lot of stuff that obviously wouldn't fit in with the 1960s musical genre, except for this song. Carrick and his version of the Young Rascals, Groovin'. Actually, I told a lie, he did do another 60s song. He finished the show with his great version of When You Walk in the Room. Very good. That was the first date on the tour. So if you're interested in Paul Carrack, I'm sure online the rest of the concert dates are out there. Well done to Mick in Nebworth and Patricia in Munich, who both have the slip disc correct.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit
oldforum.biglradio.co.uk
and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
The big hits of rock, pop, dance, the 80s, and more.
I love it.
love this station.
If it was a hit, it's on.
Oh, hello, just popping in to tell you about a brand new show each Sunday on Big L2. I'll be here with a great selection of pop, rock, dance and Euro tunes, along with some tricky brain teasers and some fun quizzes. Join me, Chris Williams, each Sunday from midday on Big L2 for the Williams Wall of Sound.
The Williams Wall of Sound.
Sunday for tea. I'll see you Sunday for tea.
I certainly will, every Sunday here on BL International for 2 hours from 6 o'clock, the Keith Mardell Show. It'd be great if he could join me.
On Sunday, 14.
Gary Jackson at breakfast.
Wake you wake up!
Hello, and how did you find yourself this morning?
Well, I just rolled back the sheets and there I was.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big Air.
All right, Sybil. Yes, okay, Sybil. Heard you the first time. Yes, I'll turn it down. You miserable old boot.
Are you going to call that oil rigger that was chatting you up in the pub last night?
Certainly not. I wouldn't dream such a thing.
In that case, then, I'll throw his phone number away.
If you don't litter the floor, Miss Brahms, give it to me. I'll dispose of it later.
Do you know, I can't bear them big, muscly men with hairy chests and tattoos. They can only think of one thing.
I quite agree. Is that a five or an eight?
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. I wanna run, but there's nowhere to go. Cause heartaches will follow me, I know. Without your love, the love I need, it's the beginning of the end for me. Cause you're taking away all my reasons for living when you pushed aside all the love I've been giving. Now wait a minute, didn't I treat you right now, baby? Didn't I do the best I could? Now didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
And standing in the shadows of love. Well done to John in Toton. Yes, you're on the list. You're above Maureen, if that's all right. And because you're between Tracy in Ipswich and Maureen. Mick in Nebworth's got the right answer, and so has Patricia in Munich. Two songs coming up now, written or co-written by Randy Newman. And he obviously wrote most of his successful songs in the 1970s and beyond, but these two are from the 60s. The first is from Gene Pitney.
Can I cry
a little bit. There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I've had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become me. Just one smile, the pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. Just one smile to make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon. How I wish I could say all the things that I want to say. If some way you could see what's in my heart. Forget when your whole world is dying. Just one smile, the pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. Just one smile to make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon.
The same person who wrote that also wrote this.
What can you do to amuse me now that there's nothing to do? TV set's busted and I can't get a picture. The radio plays nothing but news. Why don't you tickle me? Gee whiz, won't that be fine? What a great idea. What a perfect way to kill some time. I can't stop to think, 'cause if I do, I'll lose my mind. Why don't you tickle me? Don't we have fun every minute? Oh, what a gay life we lead. One chocolate milkshake with two straws stuck in it. What else does anyone need? Why don't you tickle me? There's nothing else to do. You won't have to talk to me, and I won't have to talk to you. And when we're done, I'll think of something else to do. Why don't you tickle me? Tickle me. Gee whiz, won't that be fine? What a great idea. What a perfect way to kill some time. I can't stop to think, 'cause if I do, I lose my mind. Why don't you tickle me? Tickle me. Gee whiz, won't that be fine? Yes, you won't have to talk to me, and I won't have to talk to you. And baby, when we're done,
Two songs written or co-written by Randy Newman there, and we're shortly going to hear from the man himself. But that was Gene Pitney and Just One Smile, followed by Alan Price and a song called Tickle Me. Now, the girl group who had a hit with a pop arrangement of a classical piece of music in the 1960s, The Toys. Toys and Can't Get Enough of You Baby. Right, answers coming up for the slip disc. Well done to Brian in Derbyshire, David and Trina, Annika, Helene, Mike, John in Chorley, Heiko, Tony, Anita, Julie, Bruce, Dave, Stuart, Tracy, John in Toten, Maureen in Essex, Mick in Nebworth, Patricia in Munich, and Crabtree in Nouvion, who came through.
I think you've all done very well.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Grace.
Carry on, everybody.
That's the slipped disc. Put a half crown on it on the dance set, and it sounds like this.
It was the Fortunes and a song called Caroline.
She's gone.
The Fortunes, and the song that was adopted as the Radio Caroline theme. 1964, a song called Caroline. Now we're going back to when we were... Well, we're not going back to when we were little people, really. But this week, we're going back to a more recent song that would have been introduced by Uncle Mac.
Let's go back to your childhood, 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 childhood.
Hello, children everywhere. This is Uncle Mac speaking. Here are some singing games made at our gramophone studio party to help you at your party.
Yeah, if he was still doing children's favourites, he'd probably play this.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now, some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, getting stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Bring back those memories with Gary Jackson.
He's live, or as live as he can get at his age.
Cry, or would you laugh and walk away?
Kippington Lodge, a very collectible band if you can track down any of their singles. They featured Nick Lowe back in the 1960s. And the song Asking to Understand a Woman. I wonder if they ever did. Now let's go to Jamaica, shall we, for a bit of ska.
Because you're near me, funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars you're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? Put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we let it. Hope I tonight forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Lord Tanamo, as he called himself, and I'm in the mood for ska.
Here's another song that should have been a hit.
Just can't believe it, I can see them die. Mine, your love is real.
Justin Hayward from the mid-60s, and I Can't Face the World Without You. We've got this slip disc coming up now for this hour of the show, and it sounds like this. This might be a problem, but it was a number two hit. Any ideas?
Contact Big L Radio now. Phone 01-255-808-113. Email studio@biglradio.co.uk.
Couple of music stars have left the stage for the final time in the last couple of days. So Herbie Flowers has passed away. Couldn't find anything that he recorded in the 60s, unfortunately. He seemed to start in 1970. But this man did, and I read somewhere online that he sadly passed away. James Darren.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty.
There she goes, Her Royal Majesty. She's the queen that broke my heart. I put her up upon a throne, and now she's left me all alone and crying. There she goes, Her Royal Majesty, wearing my heart for a crown. Oh, let me tell you, everybody, how she made a fool of me. You believe she acted oh so sweet, until she just had me kneeling at her feet. She got me to weep right from her little hand. Her smallest wish was my command. Well, there she goes, Her Royal Majesty, marching off with someone new.
Best Golden Oldies with Golden Oldie Gary Jackson.
We'll miss him when he's gone. He told me to say that.
Da dooby down, dooby doo down, down. Come a come a down, dooby doo down, down. Come a come a down, dooby doo down, down. Breaking up his heart, doo doo doo.
Don't take your love.
Don't say
That's Shelley Fabares and her version of Breaking Up It's Hard to Do. And before that, James Darren and Her Royal Majesty. Both of those released on Pi International, I think, here in the UK. Well done to Mick in Nebworth, who's got the right answer to the quiz. Helene has got the artist, but it's not that song, and it's not The Searchers. But who is it, and what's the song called? That's the old blues song, I Just Want to Make Love to You, as performed by, it was the Judy in Disguise band, John Fred and his Playboy band, who were obviously a lot more than just Judy in Disguise. Who is that? What's the song called? Clue's coming up in about 10 minutes. I can tell you that it's not Paul Anker.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool, take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
No sooner have you got rid of the Catherine wheels and the bangers and you got to bring in the Christmas crackers and the mistletoe.
Yeah, I've got a missing toe. I cut it off for a bet.
Just how
sharp I am. Well, I'm sitting here thinking just how sharp I am. I'm an under assistant West Coast promo man. They sure do put me down. Behind every rock and roll band. Yeah, I'm sharp. I'm really, really sharp. I sure do earn my pay sitting on the beach every day. Yeah. I had two flops. I break my ass every day. I'm real, real sharp. Yes, I am. I got a cravat and a sucker suit. Yes, I have. Here comes the bus. I thought I had a dime. Where's my dime? I know I got a dime here somewhere. I'm so sharp. You won't believe how sharp I really.
The Rolling Stones and a song that they called the Under Assistant West Coast Promotion Man, which was, I think in my ears, Fannie Mae, that was originally recorded by Buster Brown.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
Award-winning, objective news coverage for TV, radio and digital networks. For more information and to sample our latest work, visit us at featurestory.com.
Big L! Danny Van Dam's Monday Request Show. Big L. Every Monday evening, tune in to the Request Show with Danny Van Dam. Between 7 and 9, that's 8 to 10 Central European Time.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Danny the tracks you'd like to hear. From the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s.
Nobody plays them better.
The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Danny Van Dam's Monday Request Show.
Big L.
Do you remember Motown? Then make it a date. Big L1, every Monday from 9 p.m. until 10. The Motown Request Show. Don't miss it.
Detroit, Michigan. Motortown. Motown. This is the Motown Sound.
This is Gary Jackson with My Generation.
The heart and soul of rock and roll.
And the change to the lineup this morning, because Steve and Sue are off on holiday. Frank Wiskin is sitting in for Steve and Sue today. He'll be live with his own Sunday service.
And you've done them proud tonight. But then, you've always had magnificent balls.
Harrison Ford is 73, and he's back in Indiana Jones and the Tricky Patch of Ice outside the post office.
Yeah.
That's the Easy Beats from 1969 and a song called I Can't Stand It. Coming up now, some clues. Mick has got the correct answer. Helene in the Netherlands has the artist. It's not the Searchers. It's not Paul Anka. It's an American male singer who made number two in 1962 with this. His first name is a sort of the lead character in Only Fools and Horses. And his surname is an Irish town, river and airport in County Clare. The song title is just Greeting a Small Lady.
It's time for three before the Beatles, whoever they were.
Can you really rock and roll, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can you really rock and roll, charming Billy? I can really rock and roll, I can even do the stroll. But I'm a young man and I can't leave my mother. Can you play your guitar, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can you play your guitar, charming Billy? I can play my guitar on stage or in my car, but I'm a young boy and I can't leave my mother. Can you blow your saxophone, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can you blow your saxophone, charming Billy? But sometimes I blow it wrong. But I'm a young man and I can't leave my mother.
The Beatles didn't cover this. They didn't write it either.
We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. So blue. Remember how you used to feel, dear. You said nothing could change your mind. It breaks my heart to see us part. So sad. Sad to watch good love go bad.
The Beatles soon changed the sound of music from this.
Before the Beatles there, that was all three songs from 1960. Johnny Preston and a song called Charming Billy, the Everly Sisters, and So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad. Finishing off with Connie Francis and Everybody's Somebody's Fool. On the subject of the quiz, well done to Stuart, who's got it right. Anita has got it right. David and Trina, Pompey Keith, Dennis, Mike in Dawlish has got it right. Tony has the artist, but it's not that song. Thanks for your comments, Julie. That's much appreciated. Sadly, though, it's not Ricky Nelson. Same record label, exactly the same era. This American singer, his first name is the same name as the lead character in Only Fools and Horses. His surname is an Irish river, town and airport in County Clare. And the song title is just a general greeting to a small woman.
Now a wonder from Down Under. What's that noise? Thank you.
to be. Gonna do just what I please. Know what's right and what is wrong. Just depends who's sadly wrong. Don't stand in my way. Stand on my way.
From New Zealand, that's the La-Di-Das and a song called Don't Stand in My Way.
Time for another magical Motown memory.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Some more well done's on the quiz. I'm not sure where we got to now. Tony, yes, you have Titan Artist correct. John in Toton, yes, you've got it right. Brian in Derbyshire's got it right. So has Tracy in Ipswich. And Crabtree in Nouvion has the artist.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit
oldforum.biglradio.co.uk
and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
Hi everybody, it's Danny Van Dam. Join me for the Lunchtime Shuffle from Monday to Friday between 12 and 2. That's between 1 and 3 Central European Time on Big L International. A couple of hours of great music, and also we play our 3-in-1 competition. That's every weekday on wonderful Big L. Don't miss it.
Join Ian Cook every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday on Big L. That's Cookie to you and I on Big L International. He'll be playing your dedications and that last bite competition every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday between 2 and 4 only on Big L International.
And just a reminder, Frank Wiskin will be live from 10 a.m. this morning, covering Steve and Sue with a Sunday service.
You're listening to the original My Generation with Gary Jackson.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
I always worry when a woman sees me naked for the first time that she's just going to scream and run out of the park.
You may well shout. The Dave Clark Five and a song called Just a Little Bit Now. Well done to Annika, who's got the right answer to the quiz.
Here are this week's vintage tunes. God Save the King. 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 King.
Shades of night are creeping, willow trees are weeping, old folks and babies are sleeping. Silver stars are gleaming, all alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear, come.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. I'll tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Whoops! Showers away, and baby, what would you say if I kissed you in the garden in the moonlight? Will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Oh, come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It is now time to dust off this old gramophone record and put it on the turntable.
Hello, and welcome to Jazz Club, bringing you all that's best in the world of jazz. Nice.
Thank you.
always did so well to finish at the same time, didn't they? We started off with Frankie Vaughan and his version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, followed by the Benny Goodman Sextet, recorded around the World War II years, and a song called After You've Gone. And a very different form of music now from the 1960s from Pete Seeger.
Jose Marti was born in 1853. When he was 17 years old, he was active in the Cuban liberation movement, and he was exiled by the Spanish governor. He spent most of his life in exile, including 12 years in New York City. He wrote 70 books, poetry, novels, polemics. He's one of the greatest writers in the Spanish language. At the age of 42, he went back to Cuba. And this is one of his last poems because he was killed within the year in an abortive uprising. After he died, people put it to a popular tune. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero, echa mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mis versos es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un cielo herido que busco en el monte amparo. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. The words mean, I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. And before dying, I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra, with the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountain pleases me more than the sea. Con los pobres de la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Once more, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera.
Pete Seeger and Guantanamera, which of course means Lady from Guantanamo. Different things going on there these days. Thanks very much for keeping me company. Hope you can join me for a quick one from 6 till 7pm tomorrow. Stay tuned for Frank, sitting in for Steve and Sue. And well done to Mick, Helene, who got the artist, Anita, Stuart, David and Trina, Pompey Keith, Dennis, Tony, Mike, John in Toton, Brian in Derbyshire, Crabtree, who got the artist, Tracy in Ipswich, and Annika as well.
I think you've all done very well.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Grace.
Carry on, everybody.
That's the slipped disc. Put a half crown on it on the dance set, and it sounds like this.
It was Del Shannon and a song called Hey, Little Girl.
Last night I walked through the streets of my town. I saw the shadow of a girl I had known. And through the shadows I could see many tears. And so I walked up and I said, hey little girl, let me fix your broken heart. I'll replace each broken part that's gone. Because I